A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 5th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubel.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about remarks by President Robert Mugabe in Durban, South Africa, at the World Economic Forum, where he said Zimbabwe is not a fragile nation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about remarks by President Robert Mugabe in South Africa that Zimbabwe is not a failed state.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Durban yesterday, President Robert Mugabe said, quote, Zimbabwe is not a fragile state. It is one of the most highly developed countries, second after South Africa. You cannot even talk about us as a fragile state from an economic point of view. I can call America fragile. They went on their knees to China, end quote.
But is there evidence to this claim by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabwe is highly developed? Well, Mr. Mugabe boasted that Zimbabwe has 14 universities and a 90% rate of literacy, offering this as evidence of the country's level of development. He also said Zimbabwe was rich in natural resources, though Zimbabwe performs poorly on the economic scorecard, according to some economists, because unemployment unofficially to some is estimated to be 90%. But of course, the government says it's only 10% because many Zimbabweans are in the informal sector. Zimbabwe currently does not have a currency of its own since it uses a basket of currencies since 2009. This has been in circulation because the dollar, the Zimbabwe dollar, was hit by inflation. And of course, Gibbs, the question of the day is Zimbabwe a highly developed nation?
So I think what we're going to do here is to talk about the main parameters, you know, that determine whether a country is developed or not, and what ultimately determines that kind of score. So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-619, I'll take that number again, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077.
Yes, Robert Mugabe nezuro ku Durban kumusangano we World Economic Forum. Vamugabe akati a Zimbabwe aisi nyika iri kunonga svosvene muromo kana kuti yevarombo asi kuti nyika yakabudirira zvikuru zvekuti vachitarisa nyika dzemu Africa vanoti Zimbabwe iri pachidano chechipiri ichitera chete kune South Africa. Asi nyanzvi munyadzi zvobvumi dzinoti ayo nyika iri pamberi panyadzi zvobvumi mu Africa ndiyo South Africa ichiterwa ne Nigeria kochizoyawo dzimwe dzakanyika dzakawanda wanda tinakunzwa kuti munoti kudii vatereri nemamiriro akaita zvino munyadzi zvobvumi mu Zimbabwe munowirirana here nemashoko ava Mugabe kana kuti kwete tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Yes, ulikandaba lingalichona njani lapho likhona tinase sikhona kona pake ekudlani udaba esikhuluma ngalo ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe ubona ngazani ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke okunye okumangalisayo uthi ke lithuthuke okudlula amazwe amaningi kuzwekazi le-Africa lidlulwa kuphela yi-South Africa. So singazi ukuthi lina likubona njani khonokho. Siyathaba ukuthi like lasiphosela amazwe amabili kuFacebook sakhuluma khonokho. Ye abaningi leni besithi uMongameli lapha usengezimithiyo. So ukuze buya labanye kanti besithi hayi uMongameli uyichaye phela ekaleni. So ke asixoxeni ngakho sponti. EZimbabwe kume njani? Lilizwe lithuthukileyo kakhulu okudlula amanye ngaphandle kweSouth Africa kumbe lilizwe nje elipongo kendezela. So asoken kunjalo mfowethu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are, of course, talking about remarks by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabwe is not a fragile nation. Mm-hmm. And the president said to bolster his claim, the country is a vast array of natural resources. That's true, of course. Gibbs, Zimbabwe is diamonds, gold, chrome,
yes,
any mineral that you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, are those minerals benefiting the country? Some economists, of course, argue that you know, there is no beneficiation that is going on. Zimbabwe just exports raw materials, and at the end of the day, the country does not benefit much.
Mm-hmm.
Tobacco is doing very well, and of course, he also cited the bumper maize harvest this year as, of course, to use those as the reasons why he says Zimbabwe is highly developed. But some are of a different opinion. What are people saying on Facebook?
Yes, so on Facebook, on the VOA Studio 7 page, you got about 260 kind of messages that came in.
Interesting.
And they are so mixed. You know, some people are saying, yes, the president is getting it right. Others are saying, no, the president isn't getting it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Jafet Kovo is one of them who says, no, the old man, as he put it, the old Mdala is not doing well. He's saying something that we don't understand why he can say this at this time of the year. Maybe he's talking about other things that we don't know. Then we've got Sitle Nyinkala, Opale City, EPE Development, Akuluma Ngayo. Esikubona nje ukuthi akuluma ngakho akuvela kunjalo. Uphinde ukuthi security is number one. The economy is the worst in the whole world. It is a country, yes, we understand, but the country is just failing. Education was good until the current minister took over, that is Minister Lazarus Togora. So it brought a lot of confusion in the education sector, according to Sitle Nkala.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Bruce Mate, who says, we believe that Zimbabwe is full of corruption. So the problem that is there is maybe people are highly educated,
mm-hmm.
but that education is misdirected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of, you know, let me just read the last one. But among these messages that we have,
mm-hmm.
Christopher Chibandile says, it developed when industries have closed, no medicines, hotels are closing down, no jobs, no roads, no cash. The list is endless because the country has stopped functioning. So what development is he talking about? Let's go back to the drawing board and start afresh. So the president is saying his own things. Then Elton says, I think the president doesn't know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We are not upgrading anything in the country. Everything's down. So let me stop there. What do we have?
Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll continue to read those responses on Facebook. Tunem terere wede ukutanga mkoma Emmanuel. Magadi mkoma Emmanuel.
Nofara magadi, baba.
Aywa, tiripo zedu. Murukupi mkoma Emmanuel.
Ndrigu Johannesburg.
Paradis pajona.
Tiripo zama.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mkoma Emmanuel, nyayari mdaro mainzwa. Taura itinzwa.
Mdaro ukawika. Akuza zwaru kutaura. Izo zvitukutambura tiri mu South Africa nekudzidza kwedu kwatakaita tiri muno mu South Africa tikutambura tikuita zvimabasa zvisinga tibatsire zvisingaenderani nekudzidza kwatakaita iyanotaura kuti Zimbabwe yakapfuma kupa kudii kwacho.
Asi kamukoma imanyo zvekuti muri ku South Africa vamwe vanogona kuti China ine upfumi hwakasimba asi vanhu vekuChina variko kuZimbabwe ikoko.
Vanhu vekuChina vakawanda kunyika kwavo iri kutadza kuvachengeta havo nyika yavo asi upfumi hwavo vanahwo. Isu hatitori na upfumi hwacho, corruption yakawanda. Vari kuba, ivo ndo vari kuguta, vari kuba. Isu vanhu, the multitude yevanhu, tisu tukutambura. Ndosaka takatiza munyika. Ukatarisa mastatistics chainotaura Zimbabwe ndiyo yaka ine vanhu vane mapasipoti akawandisa. Chinokonzerwa chikonzero chacho ipapo chii? Dara ngango bvuma chete ape vanhu vanogona kutonga. Isu hatina basa kuti munhu ndewezanu kana kuti ndewechi. As long ari munhu mudiki anokwanisa kuita development munyika, tidzoke kunyika kwedu tivake nyika, ndo zvatiri kuda.
Asika vanogona kuti hongu kuSouth Africa munoona kunge kwakabudirira, asi vanhu vekuSouth Africa havana kaminda sezvakaitwa kuZimbabwe.
Minda yacho inoshandei kana mumabhenki musina mari? Zimbabwe chaya itorida kana mari kukushandisa mari dzekune dzimwe nyika. Saka toti Zimbabwe yakapfuma nebondi noti rore riri kutoshaikwa kwacho harisi kuwani.
Munokuluma kafuti mukoma Emmanuel.
Ya, nyakwazi kukhuluma ba.
Yebo, yes, uthini?
Yita lo mdala kufanele ayihlala phansi lo mdala, sikhathele ngaye lo mdala. Akayazi into ayikhulumayo ngoba singabayanga elizweni lethu, izwe lethu lomnotho omuhle kakhulu. Kodwa ikuthi bona bayatshontsha ngamasela. Manje siyadubeka singaphe egoli, abantu yikho sebegcina beba yizigangi, abanye sebetshontshela abantu ngoba abalanto yokwenza. Kube basemakhaya bazilimela bezitholela okuyimadlana kwabo, bakwazi ukuthengela imuli ukudla, bakwazi ukuziphilisa. Manje ngapha sebe baphonga ukucrossa nje iborder, ngitsho siyabuya, abanye asikwazi ukuthi sizodingani just ukubalekela isituation esekhaya. Angisayibona
ye, kodwa bathi uthi yakhanya lifundile kakhulu kulama university, amakolishi amaningi kakhulu, iuniversity of Zimbabwe inasti kule yini yini. So uthi hawu bantu phela ukuthi udevelopa phela kolo.
Manje njengoba loba sifundile imisebenzi yangkhona yabantu abafundileyo ingakho, fanele uhulumende acreate phela ama-opportunity okuthi ma eqeda ukufundisa abantu bakhe bakwazi ukuthola imisebenzi. Manje abantu njengoba nampa sebebalekele emazweni ahlukahlukeneyo bedinga imisebenzi njengoba befundile benjalo. Yena into akufanele ayikhulume kuphela, kufanele abonge nje amazwe lawo akwazi ukusigcina thina njengabantu baseZimbabwe. Ababonge kahle, abacele kahle ukuthi icelani lingigcinele imuli yami le mina ngiyehlulekile ekhaya.
Ah, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. No, sibongele kakhulu baba.
Ubonga mina ba.
Iye, ungadinga kusasa mnumzana.
Yebo.
So he's complaining bitterly, I tell you. So he says no development, people don't have any jobs, and some of them are in South Africa, and so people are suffering. And not what the president is saying, right?
I think we now have our first guest. That is Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF, Central Committee member as well, and Member of Parliament. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Good evening, Zimbabwe, the whole world.
Thank you. Gibbs.
So, Honorable Chuma, we hear that the president is very happy that Zimbabwe is one of the most developed nations in Africa. You know, it doesn't only beat South Africa, but it beats all the countries. But, you know, where was he coming from and where is he going? Where is he going exactly?
Well, I'm sure he was stating facts that are there. We are, especially if you are well traveled, if you go to most of these African countries, it's a bit depressing, actually, to say the least. And so Zimbabwe definitely, we are developed. We have got the infrastructure. Well, we do better because some of it is dilapidating due to several factors.
I think you're cutting off a little bit, Honorable Chuma. Can you move a little bit? Just move a little bit.
Okay, all right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you go ahead? Let's hear how it is now.
Okay, and I was saying that the president was not out of context by saying that Zimbabwe is quite developed.
Honorable Chuma, are you by any chance near a television or something? Because there's feedback and interference. Yeah, maybe.
Let's call you back. No, let's go. I think the best thing is to call you back.
All right. Okay.
All right. So, uchete kancane, hey, Baba Chuma.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, and we have a text here from Dr. Muzi Ncube, MDC, USA Organizing Secretary, and he says, the truth of the matter is that what Mr. Mugabe said would be exactly true about Zimbabwe if he was not the president of Zimbabwe himself. Mr. Mugabe should step down immediately because such a brain freeze statement shows that he is not in touch with his own country himself.
Now, we've got Philip Rongwe, who sent a message again. He says, what a wheelchair statement from a massage chair. This is just someone making a fool of himself. We don't like this kind of thing. The president is living in the past and most probably mistaking Zimbabwe for Rhodesia. Then last Mpofu says, that's very true. Zimbabweans are the only people in Africa who are 100% owning their motherland. That's a new dimension there, right?
Interesting there.
Very interesting. Then we've got Clifford Craig Chimuka, who says, but he, Mr. Mugabe, must ask himself why people are running away from his country. And his is spelled in a, you know. And then Mkolisi Dube says, if Zimbabwe is a developing country, where are the jobs? I think that's a fundamental question there. Then Chimuka is sent another message again. He says he's right, because that's where we have the richest politicians out of poor citizens who are just ignorant of their situations. That's very telling there, right?
Yes.
Then we've got Victor Dlamini, who says, I see that edge is actually cropping up. So what Mr. Mugabe is saying is the opposite of what is happening in Zimbabwe. Yeah. Then we've got Shetty Castro, who says, Mr. Mugabe and his cabinet, these people have actually devastated the lives of so many people. So what he's saying, we don't even know what he's saying, you know, in this case. Then we've got Darlington Sposiso Maphosa, who says, we have the umunye umuntu esikhathini kumele asebenzise ingqondo nxa ikhuluma. Lapha-ke ubaba uyazikhulumela nje. Sibona ngazani, ubona ngazani ngama-1980s esanda kuthatha ilizwe. Kasakwazi ukuthi isikhathi bani kathesi. Usephelelwe sibili ubaba lo. So singazi ukuthi ubecabangani esitsho khonokho-ke akukhulumileyo. Lo ngu-Darlington Sibusiso Maphosa. Siyabonga baba Darlington. Then ngithathe-ke enye njalo blessing. Usikhumbuzo moyo uthi Mr. Mugabe now is issuing statements that are contradictory to what is supposed to be taking place in Zimbabwe. And everybody, I guess, is annoyed about his statement. No one is actually happy about what is going on. And then there's Jacob Kuchacha Dombo, who says he is very, very right. Because the country is developed in terms of poverty, potholes, and street vendors. Yeah, so what else do you have?
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about remarks by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabwe is not a failed state, and that, in fact, it is number two, second only to South Africa. But, of course, no one, I mean, there is no consensus on that. Some are saying that he is right, because they are saying that Zimbabweans control their means of production, but others are saying that with such high levels of unemployment, a country with no currency, industries are closing, and the government itself failing to pay workers, you can't call that a developed nation, Gibbs.
Yeah, when you look at the way development is measured by different organizations like the World, like the WHO itself, in terms of health, you know, they use certain parameters that are, you know, close to what some people can see on the ground. So one of them is sanitation. Are people using ablution facilities? Secondly, then people, are people accessing water? You know, just safe drinking water. I think that's what is what we use at times. And then when you look at other organizations, you know, they look like they like the United Nations itself. It uses the gross domestic product of a country to say, okay, so how are people producing in that particular country, and so forth. And then even the Human Development Index. You know, that's of importance, I guess. And then the literacy rate and per capita income. So all those kind of issues, I guess, they have to be used in determining the development stage of a given country. But the biggest question is, what is the absolute factor that determines it all? You know? So that's why it's so tricky and people are saying different things. So I'm told that we've got Israel Moyo on the line.
Yes, lecturer in economics, accounts and business research methods at the Catholic University. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Moyo, what is your take on these remarks by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabwe is not a failed state, Zimbabwe is not a fragile state? In fact, it's actually number two in terms of development, only second to South Africa.
It's an unfortunate statement coming from the head of state. And it's sad because, unless and until he admits on behalf of all Zimbabweans that we are a failed state, it means any help that could otherwise get this country out of the current economic meltdown will not be forthcoming. I think the admission now is the best thing for him to do on behalf of everybody in Zimbabwe. it would not be true. In fact, it is not true that we're only second in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Research that has been led by various people or bodies, and some of which has been published, clearly shows that Zimbabwe has led down to among the worst economies in Africa. And Africa being the poorest continent in the world, to put Zimbabwe as among the worst economies in Africa, maybe we should tell you where we are and where we are going. Mm-hmm. I think it's becoming clear that the president somehow has become delusional. Mm-hmm. He could be referring to Zimbabwe in 1980, but we're talking about Zimbabwe today.
Mm-hmm. So now,
by any measure,
yes. Go ahead.
Yes, by any measure of economic development or strength, the gross domestic product, the consumer price index, employment level, any measure that one can choose to use will clearly show that this is a country that is led down to almost zero, if I can put it that way.
So, Mr. Moyo, can you actually break it down for us? You are an economist and you know some of these things. You know, when you come to this issue of saying that a country is developed economically, really, what are the parameters, main parameters that you use to determine that?
The obvious one, obviously, would be your gross domestic product, which gives you a measure of the country or economic output of goods and services for consumption as well as for exporting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is the most obvious one. But you also go further and say, okay, how is this national output being distributed amongst the citizens of the country? Mm-hmm. And you find that the concentration of wealth right now is in the hands of a few people who are close to ZANU-PF or the president himself. Otherwise, the rest of the Zimbabweans are languishing in poverty. And we've also seen an influx of foreigners who have taken control of this economy. I'm more not against the idea of foreigners coming to invest in Zimbabwe. But what we see is that most of the wealth that Zimbabwe has is being exploited and taken out of the country, leaving the Zimbabweans languishing in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So the GDP is the first measure that anybody may want to use. Then also go on to say, okay, fine, suppose we are having the wealth, we're getting the wealth, we're sharing it amongst ourselves. But is it able to sustain our standard of living that we desire or that we deserve? We have to appreciate that the world is moved forward and the standard of living for everybody is improved, sort of. Now, are we able to sustain our daily lives as Zimbabweans? And the obvious answer is no. Are we secure in terms of future for our children? And the answer is another big no. Are we improving in terms of infrastructure and productive capacity to produce these goods and services? And the answer again is no. So, by measure of the gross domestic product, we are not doing well at all. Then you go on to look at employment levels. I don't think anybody needs to be reminded that of the high employment that we are currently experiencing. Civil servants right now are the only few people that we can say they are secured employment. The rest of us, we are not sure whether tomorrow we will be going back to work or not. So it's quite a tricky situation. Now, looking at the civil service, you then ask yourself, okay, fine, they're employed, but what are they producing for the country? They are producing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And by his own admission, the Minister of Finance has said several times that 97% of the budget is being used on recurrent expenditure, which is mainly to sustain people's jobs or to keep people in offices. Otherwise, the civil service is not producing anything.
Mm-hmm.
That phone is going to cut off, unfortunately. The phones are a bit of a problem. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk.
Nasi, tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa, kana kuti tikutarisa iwo mashoko emutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kuti aiwa Zimbabwe sandi nyika iri kudya nhoko dzezvironda, asi kuti inyika yakabudirira zvekuti pachitariswa nyika dzemuAfrica iri pachidanho chechipiri ichitevera nyika dzakaita seSouth Africa. Asi vamwe vanoti aiwa pane nyika dzakawanda kana vana Botswana chaivo vana Mozambique vari kuita zviri nani chaizvo kudarika nyika yeZimbabwe vana Kenya kunyange kuine hondo zvinhu vari kuti zvinenge zviri nani. Saka tada kunzwa pfungwa dzenyu imi vateereri, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Gibbs.
Yeah, kulo Stanley Chiramba Negomo who says Zimbabwe is the poorest country. That's all lies that the president is saying. And then Anil Ntali says it's true but under a corrupt government. Uh-huh. And then we've got Clifford Muka who says, I can only say Pamperine Zanu. No, Pamperine MDCT. So then we've got Prince Nyebera who says, not true at all. Then we've got Kibil Kuda who says, guess he's mistaking Zimbabwe for Singapore, where he gets everything. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Tatenda Ngaitina Ngaitinae who says, oh, the old man has started again. Then TNP says, haha. And then Vitalis Dana, he says, in education only. And then we've got Clifford Craig, again, who says he has been betrayed by his colleagues who are not telling him the truth. Then we've got Jackson Van Ditom, who says, yes, Zimbabwe used to be, not anymore. Yes, what did I get when I slumped Nomzana? Umtoli, Okolangale, Ekoli, in South Africa. Kunjani Umtoli?
Niyapila pute kunjani.
Niyapila kakulu, ungapukona.
Hayi lapha eCampton Park.
Kuthi neCampton Park khona.
Hayi, kungona eCampton Park yokubandanyana kancane.
Wo yebo phela, akutsho phela uyakhuluma umongameli uthi ilizwe leZimbabwe ya lithuthukile kakhulu. Wena ungathini?
Hayi, uthi mina ma ekhuluma so izolo. Nje ubuhlungu namanje mangikhuluma khona apha ngiyafuthelana. Nje nge ukhuluma ngokuthi kulo bhuti lo kuthiwa nguchuma ukhona lapho angazi ukuthi uyangizwa yini khona lapho.
Ye ukuthi iPhone yakhe siqhumekile.
Ya kodwa lapha khona uzwile uyezwa. Futhi into ekhulunywa ngubaba lowo ngingakhuluma ibale engcinye lingazikahle ukuthi uyagula. Ubaba lowo amboni ukuthi uyaphila nokube bembiza emhlanganweni njengale angazi ukuthi bazamani. Ubaba lo kasaphelelanga.
Yeah, singazi kona lapho kusimthethisa ngakho.
Into yakhe yonke ayikondanga. Kodwa ngeke ngizokuthi abantu abafundileyo yiwa baphila impilo enhle abale good direction. Abangafundanga abala good direction. Kodwa esiyibona eZimbabwe silana egangeni singobaba futhi. Sishiye imizi ngendaba kalowo baba. Angifuni ukukhuluma ngisithi ngiyaza ngibhoda ngale kwezihlahla ngisihle induku emqubeni. Ubaba lo baba into zakhe seziningi kakhulu simyekelela. Le nto ayikhuluma izolo thina silapha baba ayisebenzi ayikho nokuthi ilizwe lethu liphucukile ukudlula inike amanye amazwe wonke i-South Africa yedlulayo. I-South Africa it's street ahead vele noma kuliphi ilizwe lapha e-Africa. Nayo iZimbabwe noma inolutho kodwa ile mismanagement angeke akhuluma kakhuluma into ezicatshileyo ezifuna ukwembiwa. Njengendiwa futhi atshontshe ama-15 billion kugcine kungokwakhe yedwa. Ma egula yena nabantu abakhe bayahamba ngaphandle ngemali yethu thina angiboni babo ukuthi kunalokhuza.
Ye kodwa
uthi abantu abamsupportayo mbona ngangibo abaphazamisayo ngoba ngizokhipha esporweni futhi kancane. Abantu abamsupportayo mbona ngangibo abaphambanisayo sinomunye intombazana kade ngikhuluma naye lapha izolo 2-3 days back lapha. Omunya ethi yamobilize abantu yena i-tribalism kayikwelizweni. Ngizubuhlungu ngehlule ukungena phakathi ukuthi ngikhulume. Akukuhle khona kuyani uzidingela igama lwami intombazana naye. Igama lakhe angisalazi kodwa. Uzidingela igama ukuthi kuthiwe iZANU-PF imthande la imdonse. Baningi abadonswe ngendlela yona leya endlela ekhuluma untombazana lwana. Laye wenza kanjalo. Lo mgari wenza kanjalo. I-tribalism esegcekeni othi namhlanje ngingacalana lo muntu okhuluma isishona. Iyatshintsha indaba. Kuthiwa wena mndebele ngo-wrong. Ngoba kade kumele ukuthi ngakuthiwa wena uzo. Yena kumele engezwa isindebele mina kumele ngizwe isishona. Uyakudakula tribalism elizweni elinjalo.
Oyebo, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Mtoli. Silethe mara ukuthi uwabekile sibili, faka nje 10 seconds khona.
Yeah, mina iko into kade ngiyibona futhi ukuthi no besicela ukuthi uma abantu bekhuluma kasingakhambeni, kasingadinga amagama ukuthi yathi sizwakale. Engakayikude kasayekele ukukhuluma athi uyamobilize abantu, kasifuna ukumuzwa futhi ekhuluma ukuthi kulo muntu oyimhlobo embili. Ungaba liNdebele uyini yena uyilithuba ukubili, angazi ukuthi yikwini kana into lana enjani njalo, uyabheda laye futhi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mnumzane, ungabathethisi kodwa
kakhulu. Buti Dube kasifuni.
Hayi, sizwile.
Uthena yena kulathemba lezinye yena, umhlobo embili. Imhlobo embili yangaphi? Uyazazi yena, uvuya le Mpumalanga kula ndaba, kuya siyamthanda enjalo. Ayikho umuntu athi khona kulathemba lezinye nje.
Isikhathi du Mtoli, hayi, nyakwazi sibili tufuteleni. Baningi sibili abantu abafuteleneyo, kodwa ungadinwela kusasa, sibongile baba.
Hayi,
ngiyabonga lami Phuthuma. Yeah, so he says the president is just, he missed it. Altogether, he says maybe he wanted to say the opposite. Mm-hmm. Says Zimbabwe is one of the poorest countries in the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says there's a lot of, the other thing is there's a lot of tribalism in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So he says that is causing havoc in terms of development as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honorable Chuma, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Hello?
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, I'm back, yes.
Okay. Now, Honorable Chuma, I think some people are saying that Zimbabwe might be having all the resources that the president was talking about, but those resources are benefiting only a few, and one can make the same argument that maybe Rhodesia was highly developed, but it was only serving the interests of the white minority colonial government at the time, and now there are only a few elites led by Mr. Mugabe himself who are benefiting from the national cake, and the rest of the people are suffering.
Well, I want to first put this across to you, gentlemen. I strongly believe that Zimbabwe has created environments which enable anybody who is willing to go out and get a slice of cake. And I'll justify why I'm saying so. If you remember, long back, there was a time when Mahobo Chaye, when I say Mahobo, I mean the security guard, was the man of the moment, the man in town making money. And how he invested that money is another story for another day. There was a time, Chaye, when my Korokoses were the men of the town, they were making money. You know, there was a time when almost everybody, even those Fatalini, those change monies, were the people of the town. They made their money. So opportunities have been created. Even if the people that had gotten land were actually afforded an opportunity to be the men of the town or women of the town.
But Honorable Chuma,
what they did,
Honorable Chuma, just to cut you short there, I think the jobs that you are referring to are not showing any development. Makorokoza, these are people who are desperate. I mean, there's no proper mining that is going on there. Money changers. What kind of economy is that?
Let me tell you something, my brother. I happen to be one of the people that are doing the mining with the Makorokozas. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some of the Makorokozas from rags getting to riches, owning properties, and even expanding their lifestyle and owning other businesses from the money that they get from the Makorokozas. But I've also seen some Makorokozas who then take that money and go to a nightclub and book a hotel and spend it all on women. I've seen the farmers doing that too, through the tobacco sales. I've seen people that have been given an opportunity, but what you do with that opportunity is then what matters at the end of the day. It's what gives you the result. So there is no
Honorable Chuma, so now you are blaming 90% of Zimbabweans of not being able to utilize the opportunities. Only a few who happen to be in your ruling ZANU-PF are the ones who are doing a great job when it comes to development, economically?
On the contrary, you discover that most of the people in ZANU-PF have been also very much found wanting in terms of developing themselves. We have got people that don't belong to ZANU-PF, actually, who have made the life, who are political, who have actually made it in life.
How many are we talking about here?
comfortable. I'll tell you something, my dear brother. If you want to see that Zimbabwe has got money, come out and go to shopping areas. Go to South Africa when you see them shopping. Go to Botswana. Go to here in Bulawayo, Harare, wherever. And even go to bars, actually, and see how people spend money. And those people are not even ZANU-PF at all.
Honorable Chuma, drinking beer does not actually mean that you are reckless. Sometimes people are doing it because they are so stressed.
No. You can afford it. You'll be having disposable income. You'll be having extra. If you don't have extra, why would you go and drink yourself the whole night wearing expensive clothes, wearing expensive perfume?
How many people are you talking about here, Honorable Chuma?
A lot of people do that. I'm not saying that. Let us understand each other.
Mm.
I am not by any means saying that everything is okay and normal in Zimbabwe. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've got people that are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The majority, right?
That are actually doing very well as well. Mm. So it is there. It is there all over the globe. Even in America, you've got sharks there.
But if you bring America, unemployment is like 4.4%. Zimbabwe is 90%. So apples and oranges.
How do you get your 90%? Do you want to get your 90% through the sector? The sector is owned by whites, or you want to get your percentage through whoever is working? Because here, I know that a lot of our people are in the position. In my conscience, particularly. I've got an old woman who's 70 who's actually manufacturing those three-legged big pots.
Mm-hmm.
She's making a killing out of that backyard industry of hers. She's selling her three-legged pots to parent societies, to communities that want to use those things. So she's gainfully employed. So I don't know if you want to measure it through factories that are owned by big conglomerates or what.
Okay, if Zimbabwe is that developed, Honorable Chuma, why is it that everyone, I mean, the president is not even treated in Zimbabwe, he goes to Singapore. All the ministers, if they are not feeling well, they go to South Africa, they go to, you know, some of these developed nations. Why is that so?
But now, going out of the country to get treated, where does it match vis-a-vis with development and stuff like that? If you may first enlighten me on that before I answer you.
Yeah, I'm saying because Mr. Mugabe's argument is that Zimbabwe is highly developed. So one of the measures is how people are doing health-wise. So for a simple operation a few years ago, a cataract operation, Mr. Mugabe had to fly to Singapore. For his medical checkups, he is to go to Singapore. His first grandson was not born in Zimbabwe. So even giving birth, Mr. Mugabe does not trust the country, his own country, the country that he says is developed.
So according to you, Mr. Gibbs, if somebody decides to go and get a cataract done in another country or get their grandchild born in another hospital in another country, then does that mean that their country is not developed?
Why would one go and give birth in another country, especially the president's first daughter?
I'm sure it's a matter of choice. It's a private choice that I cannot answer for. I would not know. I was born in Zimbabwe. My children were all born here in Zimbabwe, and I've not had any problem with that. I've had successful deliveries being done to my children, and they are all bouncing and healthy. So to me, the system is working.
Okay. Let's bring some callers. Tinamko Masimba Makoni. Makadi Mko Masimba ku South Africa. Mko Masimba?
Hello?
Makadi.
Mbiri zaidi murupeni weni.
Aye, watirina. Nitipe ufungwa zenyu.
Kibutanga tuta kubumira na wa Mugabe. Gozi. Panyaya wa katora tuzani Zimbabwe ya budirira. Zishuwa ndozo wanoona yu. Ndoma onera wanaita yo, because ZANU-PF for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know of the richest party in the world, it's ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because one grab everything. Kiefe jango zi jabu, opportunity jabuda, whatever, be it minerals, be it whatever, jabuda.
Mm-hmm.
The first beneficiary is ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
Second, ndinotaura navachuma vachuma tokwata kuti uchiziva kuti mukuru wenyika akareswa mashoko ake bhozi pamusangano wanga ari mugaba wangu ane opportunity yekutaura kuti zvechokuma varumeka nhama iri kuzivwa poizinaichati haichadi kuvigwaba yaakuda kuti pachitaurwe chokwadi kuti zvecho people are suffering musangano wangu wapinda wamugabe it was a very good opportunity yekuti wataurire vamwe mamwe mapresidenti avanga vanavo musangano ubiti wedzimwe nyika watamutsangura varume ndoda rubatsireni ndakaomerwa why are they not admitting kuti zimbabwe yakaomerwa iyo isina mari mumabank as we speak why are they saying zimbabwe yakabudirira on the second position iyo zimbabwe isina zvipatara ziri kufanishena education jaja yakadonha iri kubhadhirwa nembudzi ikozvo munoziva kuti zimbabwe iri right
asi mukoma simba makoni
marodha akasakara
mukoma simba makoni chiri kutaurwa nevanhu vezanu pf pachishona vanoti ivo zviri nani kuita musoro wegudo pane kuita muswe weshumba literally translated to mean it's better to be the head of a baboon than to be the tail of a lion saka vezanu vari kuti aiwa vanhu vekuzimbabwe munogona kungeona muri varombo asi mazimbabwens vane minda ndovanokontrola maindastries avo pari zvino vanogona kunguva siri kuita zviri nani asi ramangwana ravo rakajeka pane kuti muti south africa yakabudirira vanhu vacho vekusouth africa vasingakontrole maindastry
vanhu chavanoda kubudirira kwenyika zvinobhenefita vanhu south africa yakabudirira yes nenyaya yekuti mune varungu but izvezvo vanhu muno havacheni they've got everything farming jaja iye varuminda yacho vakatora miti irikungorimwa munana loma gund road kurimwa miti chete maminerals acho akabuda they grab saka ziri kubhenefita nyika ndezvipi chaizvo zvokuti chingaburitse murume wekuti zimbabwe yakabudirira I don't see it talk of zambia right now as we speak zambia is much much better than zimbabwe but zambia yanga iri the poorest when zimbabwe was still better by then talk of mozambique as we speak mozambique yanga iri the poorest I remember at one stage mukomana wekumozambique aibvuza mambe dzedu isusu kumusha uko zvichitotishamisa kuti vakumozambique vazokudza mombe but now ndirikufudza mombe isu mune dzimwe nyika why they are failing to admit that they have failed
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma simba
hello
tinotenda zvikuru regai titore vamwe vateereri
ore ndizvozvo itai tichinzwe pfungwa dzevamwe maita basa mukoma wangu
tinotenda zvikuru tina vankomo vari kuchivhu munokuluma kana kuti munotaura
ye ngapoko nangapoko echivhu slobani nkomo kunjani
ngulalele dr nyakudzo
yes tini konapoko echivhu
haya pira mina haya driver jitrake mpakile chivhu la
ye umbani umelusi kumbe umbani ibizo
umelusi kwa nkomo
ye kwa nkomo posela kwa baba
mina ngiti uyabona ngomdala
Yeah.
Umtala abe right. Ngobugcotshiwe emehlweni ngodaka. Ungakhangela kobulawayo lapha. Kathethe kule predictive, bathethe balungisa Robert Mgabe lwana ukuthethe vele airport ethi ku right. Baye sithi izwe linothile. Ubone khona fana kugcotshiwe kwapendwa. Wasesithi hayi akhangeli mgqwethi mihle yafanana le South Africa. Ungahamba ngokuzeni kona pani ufuke ukhone nje ebeleviw ungena umasiye phambili laphana ungane yenkulumane le kugcwele izihlahla endleleni kugcwele izihlahla imo i-oncoming awuyiboni esente umgwako izihlahla zagcina ukuganyulwane dala konani but ukuthi kunothiwe kathesi yena neirodesiseosayigcwele inkota loku yacina ukucentwa kumbe i-d f yayisesekhona kumbe yayangaphi iyacela ukuthi usilethutshani kona idonki ingathutshisa ikhanda khonapho uyethuza e-south africa kulo mgwaka okungaka khonoko embotwana kuloku mgwaka okungaka khonoko akuni mina ngikwazi ukuthi ufananise laliphi lize ikuthi yena ma yahamba kumbe emoyeni lapha papa khona kusmart engxenye sebona kufanana langale e-south africa ethi hhayi siyafanana lala lapapa phekhona emoyeni but phansi lapha akula kufananisa
ye so manje ubona zani bezikhulumela nje umuntu omdala
hayi uyazikhulumela kuphela yena akazikhulumeli kodwa Muba baya mbita mbitana batate batanyele pangwa. Kanyinya utena utika tesi batanyele luro pati mkavila. Pane pula wawo ngobayi 34. So ya na mwaya uwezo ubona kwa napana kukinu. Pati ikura iti kataba ntuba solani. Muba batanyele kwa napana laba za juna kuona kuperezbiati. Nga wakona je kwa napana waa juna kupe. Inyefa kwa kwa haipa kwa napana pula wawo wawono kutikudati. Nga wakulumangu. But in any way, I'm a fear follows in a pana airport. A flat tail of false road, Luana Conde, a hotel, a private room, two in Calada Road there. But in your power, you want about 1 kilometer big. None of what the Amatrak is ever a quarrel pampan. No, and I might have one and whatever would write. Them 7 to 6. If you say, this is a whoop and a one tell.
I will go on your walk.
I will go to the house.
Enkomo baba ayichayile sibili sibongile kakhulu.
Hayi ngibongile
baba. Yes yabonga baba. So that was Melis Nkomo. He's driving, you know, just parked by the roadside and said, let me call Studio 7. So he says here's the problem. The problem is that the president is always flying.
Mm-hmm.
So when he flies and peeps through the window,
mm-hmm.
he sees good things.
Mm-hmm.
Good things in Zimbabwe when he leaves Harare to South Africa, you know, still flying.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sees a good airport in Johannesburg, good airport in Harare, and all the roads where he travels, they're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He says maybe, recently there was some kind of sprucing up mm-hmm. of the road from the Joshua Nkomo airport mm-hmm. to the trade fair. So people are sweeping and doing all the kind of sprucing up. So mm-hmm. that's what he sees. He says he doesn't even go to Nketa. He doesn't even go to Nkulumane. He just goes to a certain event and that's it. So mm-hmm. maybe, according to him, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's being shown the wrong things. Mm-hmm. And then I asked him about books, maybe that the state books, you know, in any way, he has to see them.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, you know, even if he's passing by the bank and people are sleeping outside, they are told, hey, today you don't have to sleep here.
Mm-hmm.
You go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, that kind of thing. So he says the president is out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Let's bring in Mr. Chuma. Mm-hmm. Honorable Chuma. Unfortunately, he has dropped. We'll try to get in touch with him. Tinava Jo, Magadiva Jo.
Tofara mwana babangu, mpenye ere mkuma gure.
Ai, waisu, tirinani. Vaa, Jo, nya ere mugango mainzwa. Ngati, tsapure, John.
Right, kati undure, maundure angu, ochayo.
Maundure, ebo, chana.
Inini, ndinona sekuti, Apana ngoma inorira ichiti komwe komwe saka chakakosha kuziva zvekuti chero tikauya kushokora Mwari Kristu chayo chaya kunokatarira zvakanangana nekuya kwavo vakauya kuimba yavo saka handioni panyaya yamashoko atorwa namudharava tingamamhura ari kutaurawo pamusana pemumba mausi nemazimbabwenzi nemhuri yavo nevana vavo zvimwe zvese zvakawanda nazvazvo zvakadzika zvemumba mavo saka nemumwe mutendurira kuedza kutaura kuti takadzidziswa kuti hatina chimwe chatinomhura chinobva kuvakuru tinotogadzwa nekuzodzwa nevakuru saka handina chekupikisa pamashoko avo asi ndandanini hangu kukumbira chandiri kukumbirisa zvikuru kuti nditaure ko hunzaika chirongwa chiyawo mukoma b kuti timbotaura zveshoko rakristu zvamakambotaura mazuva apera muchiti mune urongwa hwakadaro pane imwe nyaya yandoda kuti tinyatsotaura unoziva
zvatinoita vazho tichakufonerai timbobvanzurai iri mudariro iti iyoyo yamakataurai aiwa tinokufonerai tisiri pamhepo Ehe, nastra yi yekunzi yanzi na vamgabe Zimbabwe nyika yakabudirira zvikuru muAfrica meso mingatotera nyika yeSouth Africa chete. Izvozvo munowirira nazvo here?
Ndinotya zvimono vandakakudza kuti tikasaudzana chokwadi hapana kwatinoenda zvino azvonetsa zvokuti unzai shoko raKristu zvinotinetsa izvi handi handikwanisi hangu kutaura chimwe chinhu pazviri nekuti ngonzi wangu watogurawo neshoko rako munomingi ndoda hangu zvichitaura zvishoko ramwari izvizvi hazvinoaiwa
tinotenda vazvo regai tizokufonerai.
Orit mwana wababangu wai tinotenda zvikuru
tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Joe wants to talk about religion.
Yeah.
Yes, not politics.
Yeah.
Of course, we have some programs over the weekend that discuss religious issues. Maybe you can join one of those shows in Shona in Ndebele, since he's bilingual. Tinamkoma Joseph Moyo, Barukado. Mkoma Joseph Magadi.
Hello.
Muno kuluma erikana kuti Baba Moyo.
Ndinotaura.
Okay. Taurai tinzwe. Hanzi Zimbabwe nyika yakabudirira. Ichokwadi here kana kuti tipewo pfungwa dzenyu?
Yedu mashoko avaina anondirwadza. Nokuti ndakambonzwawo kuna kwenyika yeZimbabwe ichiri nani. So iko zvino kana mutendani wenyika ichitaura ichi Zimbabwe yakanaka, yakabudirira. Ini pati vanhu ndoti unohomera asi kutaura zvakakwana semutungamiri regai nditaure zviri mudima ndinogara ii Whitehead hakuchina Cotford hakuchina Cotstorage hakuchina National Glass haina kugara yavhura National Glass yakauya yemachina haina kugara yavhura ine sea down kadoma textiles down rio zimu yakatanga kusumuka iko zvino mazuva ano right ndo yoga yasara right enara zeti chaiyo chaiyo is down muchaziva kuti kadoma tudhavuka pakaiswa tambo dzematsiti mujanji iri development iyoyo asi vakadisplay everything. Saka ini muri kuti kana achiti yakabudirira unova kubudirira pati
asika vamoyo vezanuka vanogona kuti aiwa chiri kuita kuti zvidaro inyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe kwete kuti ZANUPF irikutadza kutonga
atitaure zvezvirango pari zvino kana tichiona kuti ivo vari kuba vane corruption iri pamusoro soro kudaka dzimenyika zhinji saka masanction anopinda pati ipapo regai nditini zvandoziva ndezvekuti vanhu vaitobva kumusha panguva yaenpinc vanhu vatema ndo vaitonyanya kutopinda mabasa vachitoshanda nezimbabwe ichitosumukira ongu varungu vanga vachigara zvava matundundu asi vanhu vaitoita basa rekusarudza kana kuti ndakumbodzokera kumusha kunorima vanhu vasingashayi basa but tikuti zimbabwaka yedu hakuchina kana chinonzi industry vamwe vana vamunonzi vaitara vaita sutanora chikavaka vari kufungidzira sokuti zimbabwe yakanga yakodero izvo yanga isina kudaro chimwe chikumbiro chaiyatinotaurao tandokumbira pastudio 7 musatora vanhu vasina hanya nezimbabwe sana vachuma vanhu vanoita sokuti
vamoyo
vakazvisirawo muto wokupenga
vamoyo
vambo
zvatinokurudzira pano ndezvekuti vanhu vataure vese vasingatukane munogona kunge musingawirirane ndo zvatinoda asi tichida kukurudzira kuti imi mutaure muchipa pfungwa dzenyu hapana makuva embwa hapana anonzi aiwa iwe usauye
chuma munhu mukuru manhuyo munhu mukuru ngaataure chokwadi zvinhu zvekuti wazai
vachumaka
akaita sebenzi
vamoyo vamoyo hatidi
zvinotibhoha kaaita sebenzi munhu
vamoyo hatidi zvekuti
vana vedu vengautamburira mumasango mavanogara vari mumakomba
vamoyo tinofanira ku tenda kuti vamwe vanhu vane pfungwa dzakasiyana nedzedu tisingatukani nekuti tikadaro hapana chinobuda Aiwa, ipfungwa dzavo munofanira kudzi respect. Imimi munofanira kuuya nepfungwa dzenyu. Modzisa mudariro. Ine
pfungwa dzangu dzokuona nokuti ndakamborama muZimbabwe ichiri nani. Iyo zvinotika dzikara muna 2009 handidi. Kusvika 2013 ndakuma election. My line ekumabhenki akanga atera uko. Kati pakangu dzosera ZANU-PF papawa. Chinhu zvose zvakabvira mukushata.
Saka munofanira kakuenda kunovhota vamoyo.
Tinovhota but vane chitsotso chekubirira maelection vachiita vachimbunyitidza vanhu vachirova vanhu. Iyo zvino mukatarira muromo yavo mutaura kuti tichaita anonzi mashort sleeve kureva kuti vanoda kudambura maoko avanhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo.
Saka zvinotidiwadza kana vana chuma chitaura nokuti vari kubhenefita vachinombora fune henika ari yega.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo, regai titore vamwe vateereri. Tinotenda zvikuru. Tinotenda. Vamoyo, tinotenda zvikuru, regai titore vamwe vateereri. Tina mukoma pilot vari kuSouth Africa, makadii?
Ndakasimba nguva dzese, makadii?
Aiwa, tiripo, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu, ndinotendawo nokupinda muchirongwa ndochokutanga.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu.
Ndiri muteveri zvangu womukuru, inyaya yekusangofona chete namabasa edu kazhinji pamwe vanonge vachidhraivha vose vanhu vanogara vari murodhi. Chinhu chokutanga chandoda kutaura pamashoko anotaurwa namudharaka. Nderimwe divi ndambonzwa mumwe wangu mutereri wedu wokuri kupretoria, mumwe mutereri muhombe westudio 7 ndonzi anonzi mukomanda akamwasarawo ndogara nechivanzwa kakawanda zvangu. Pwendi yavataura yekuti vanoda kuti vanotenderana nezvautaurwa namudhara. Neniwo ndogona kudaro ndotenderana nazvo. But nerimwe divi vanhu vanombotarirawo here kuti mudhara pachake iye anoona sokudaro kuti shuwa zvinhu zvakamira zvakanaka. Nokuti ivo negovernment yavo sokutaura kwamboita umwe kuti vari kudya vachiguta maresosi ese anoenda mavari. Saka they can't see kuti umwe munhu ari kutambura, umwe munhu haana chikafu. Handiti because ivo vanoti vanhu vese vari kunze kwenyika, isu seisu zvedu tiri kunze kwenyika, kuti tisu takapanduka. Ivo they are right, they are trying to say vanhu vese vari kuZimbabwe vanosapota ZANU-PF. No, they don't. Asi situation inenge iripo ndeinongokufosa. Asi chandoda kutaura pamashoko akataurwa namudhara, mudhara vari right, nyika yedu kufuma yakafuma. Asi government yedu ndo iri kukundikana. Chete, nyika yedu kufuma yakafuma, ndotenderana navo pamuromo uyoyo chete, nyika yedu yakafuma. Asi government yedu ndo iri kukundikana kuti zvinhu zvifambe negwara.
Asika ivo vari kuti vakaendesa upfumi kuvatema, vakapa vanhu minda. Hanzi chava chigondora chave chimombe kutadza kufura urema hwacho.
Vakaende izvozvo ndinobvumirana nemi zvakanaka. Upfumi hwakauya kwatiri kuvatema. Pamwe nerimwe divi togona kuvatenda kune avo vakabvuma vakatora minda kana kuti vakaenda kuminda. Asi chinhu chandoda kutaura ndechekuti minda yacho vakaendesa upfumi kuvatema veZANU-PF. Those are belong to ZANU-PF. Ndo vane maresources.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma pilot kuSouth Africa. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Kula vantu avatumeze milayezero silosakile lilini kuti sengikona bengalizwa katesi ya loud and clear. Then Losipo Masuku uti umongameli Robert Mugabe kahambe eParamenyato Hospital kumbe Mpilo ayibona ukuthi abantu bahlupheka kanganani. That is the real Zimbabwe as I bona. So he's saying the president should go to Paramenyato Hospital or Mpilo where you will see real life. Then we've got Kulisani Maposa who says, your program is very good, but it's like you're trying to put words into someone's mouth. Yet you know the truth. Ilizwe letu libuswa zinyoni, amasela, nabantu banjalo. They've destroyed our economy. They've destroyed everything. So I can say everything's dead. Most graduates are batengisa amaputi. You know amaputi,
yeah?
There's no cash in the banks, and who will be civil kakul. So, you know, people are saying things are bad, like these two. You know, I guess what we can do now is maybe to take one more person here. That is so something that is very opposite to what people are saying. So there's Edward Tlachwa who says Mugabe is right.
Interesting. Yeah. Unfortunately, time is not our best aligned. We've come to the end of this program. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank our guests this evening. We had Mr. Joseph Chuma, Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP, and also Mr. Israel Moyo, a lecturer at the Catholic University. We want to thank our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our producers and engineers, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a very lovely weekend. Bye-bye.